Let's start again. We're up to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Okay, Machach Oitabash Shenimsu Benuchashto Shaltanu Chazrin. Okay, so that means some very bottom of the Tanu. Nirin Avalo Yotzen. It can be seen. Okay, it can be seen Avalo Yotzen, but does not come out. It's Nirin. It's visible.
Yeah.
It's Nirin. Avalo Yotzen, but does not come out. Here we can see it, but it does not come above the surface. If you bake bread and the bread touches it, and the bread mamish touches it, then it brings the tumah from the tabas all the way into the oven. If we leave it the way it is, harmless, it's there, it's below ground, and it's tamei. Normally, an object that's tamei is metame the taner ba'avir. But in this instance, it's below the ground, it's not going to be metame ba'avir. But now I'm going to bake bread, and the bread is going to swell, and it's going to make contact with the bread, so the coin. So okay, David poshed out of the bread didn't become tummy because don't hate. So the bread is tummy, but bread does not have the ability to be metame in an oven. A bread can't be metame in an oven. You have to have an avatoma to be metame in an oven. You have to have a kli. You have to have an avatoma. The bread is only a risha, and in a risha it's unlifted. It was a liquid, and in a chanami the bread will be metame in the oven. But the bread is not a risha. The bread is a solid. So the chiddush, the mishnah says, an incredible chiddush. If your pas is entering, is swelling, in contact with the tabas, it's ki'ilu, the tabas is in the oven, and now the ganz oven is tameh.
Okay.
It's a tremendous chiddush.
And the tabas is enough to make the whole thing
An avatum is metame the avatum. Let's assume that the ring is an avatum. The metal is always metal. The rav sheet and nilam sech is a metal. Even if it's not a cheref, a metal is always an avatum. If metal touches, it comes in contact with whatever it is. The situation is such that the coin is an avatum, but it's not going to be metame the avatum because it's below ground. But if it's only slightly below ground and the bread swells and the bottom of the bread makes contact with the metal, it brings the tumah into the entire oven. It's an incredible chiddush because the bread does not have the ability to come, even though the bread is stuck because the bread made contact with the tabas, the bread does not have the chiddush of the time of the oven. But being that it's swollen, so it's kilu, the tabas is above ground and it's the time of the entire oven. It's a very big chiddush. You mask him to be chiddush.
Absolutely.
And I told you the lum is the chiddush because lum is the bread represents a person's parnosa. And the tabas represents the tumah of the velt. Represents alugutazach and the velt which cause a person to go astray. If your parnasa is swollen, you let your parnasa expand, take hold of you and swell and make contact with the tumah. It's not just pshat that your parnasa is contaminated. Your whole environment is contaminated. The ganze tanu is contaminated. The whole seviva is tanu.
Excellent.
It's a good musavar, I think.
I thought you should be.
Roth. But it's only because of you.
Okay.
But I only thought of this because I'm learning with you. If not for you.
Okay.
So I have to say this on tape for the whole world to hear. The whole world.
Okay, come on,
7 billion people should know.
I think we learned this Mishnah, by the way.
We did. I'm chazring. Macha oitabas shnimsu bechashta shaltana nirin avaloi yaitzin. If it's nirin avaloi yaitzin, it's avaloi yaitzin. Im oifes a botzek vuno geabah. You break the botzek vuno geabahen. Tomei beiz a botzek. What kind of botzek do we say? The botzek habeinoni. The batter is in the middle. Goldilocks, not too loose, not too wet. Nimsu b'tfil satanu nukes. Then we go and we discuss this. Let's say the Tabas found that it feels an insulation of the tanur. Mukav summit posel. So the oven is sealed. It's sealed solid. So therefore, and now it's found in insulation. So what is the law? Im b'tamei. If the oven becomes tamei, it becomes tamein. Then the machar or the tabas is tamei. Tamein.
But the machar is already tamei.
No, it's not. If the case is where the oven it was originally tahar, new case, and you find inside the tanur there sheretz, and the sheretz is now metame the siviva of the tanur. The same way it's metame the tanur, it's also metame the machat that's in the tefila of the tanur. In tameyin, In the tomei, the oven is tomei, then tamei, and then the machan, and the coin is tomei. If in betoho, but let's say this oven is tar, and you have this coin here, and this oven now is found in an oil hames, the whole room is tomei. Yeah? The room is tamei with me. The room is tamei. So, what's the halacha if I have food inside of the tan that's summit pasul? What's the halacha?
Tar.
So, what about the coin? Is the coin also part of the inside of the oven? Is the coin should be tar?
Is it the inside of the oven?
Oh, so he says the inside. The in be tahar, tahirim. They're tahirim because we consider it to be the inside of the oven. So, in other words, in this situation, the coin or the machad is always considered batel or tafel to the tfeila. Play on the words of the oven. It's always a part of the oven. The im, bitar tarin. Nimsu, okay, now we have the next case. Nimsu, is that case clear with you? Nimsu, let's say it was found in Meguba Sachavis. Let's say it was found in the Megufa. Meguba means in the seal. So here we have a new case where the seal, it goes out on this side and on this side. We find the coin or a machat on the Megufa of the tanner. Nimsu b'megubasach achabes mitzideha on the side. What is halacha? Tineim. So the rule is, if you find it on the side, on the side. But nimsu b'megubasach achabes mitzideha tineim. Nicheneged pia tacharin. If it's mitzideha, like in this case, tmeim. Why is it tmeim? I don't remember. See, so we have to chazer. Why is it tmeim? Nimsu b'b'suva mitzideha shel chavetz tmeim. Ash ein tzideha chavetz tzrichim letit. Right. We're going in a case where this entire thing is found inside an oil hames. It's an oil hames. So the tumah is spreading. The tumah does not spread into the inside. It's a gezeres hakasim that the chavetz that's some apostle shelters what's inside from the oil hames. So if you find it on the side, it's not sheltered. It's because the side is not really part of the barrel, even though it's participating in dingo magufa and the seal, but it's not really part of the primary part of the seal. So we consider this to be outside. We consider this to be arois in the oihel. The nail becomes tame. You have to have one of two things. Either you're part of the tfela, you're part of the insulation, or you're directly part of sealing the barrel. If you're not part of the tfela, you're not part of the part that seals the barrel, we consider to you be arois from kelim. In the gas. This will give you a good marshal to understand this. It's like a yeshiva bacha. Either you're in the walls of the yeshiva, or you're at least standing by the door. If you're standing on the side, outside in the street by the near the Pesach, then you're tamei. You're not par. But at least if you're sitting in the doorway, you're in the doorway, then you're at least you're chilek of the yeshiva, then you're tar. Okay. But if it's negative, now this is where we're up to. This is where we're up to. Okay, here we're up to. New case. Nirin b'soicha avaloy la'avira. Let's say it's found b'soicha, but not la'avira tohirin. Shaken b'soicha v'tachteyem k'klipa sashim. Even the thickness of garlic. You know what that is? K'klipa sashim, the rule is tohirin. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Rav. There's the picture. Let's look at the picture.
This is the case we didn't do on Friday.
Right.
Klipa Sachum, I don't remember this.
Okay, so he's basically saying is Azoi. He's saying over here is, we didn't do this. We didn't do this all together. This is the first time we've seen these words.
Right.
So he basically, we have to read the Rav, but basically he's saying over here is, we have it here where it's right in the middle. So we looked over there, it's Tahar.
Right.
But he's saying over here, Tabas Nir
b'Meguva. And if it's on the side, it's no good.
It's Tommy. Then it's Tommy.
Now
it's a new case. Nir and b'Soicha. It's Nir and b'Soicha. Loy la'avira, but not in the avira tohira. What does this mean? So he's that Tabas Nir is b'Meguva sh'Meguva. Avul ena b'letas mimena hachutza. It's seen inside. In other words, if you were to go inside the barrel, you were to look up, you'd be able to see. In this case, you can't see. This case is completely submerged. There's a little bit of thickness. It's smack in the middle, so you can't see it altogether. We learn it's tar. This case is tar. But in this case, you inside and you look up and you can see the bottom edge. The bottom edge of the coin. Hatabas nearest bin gufa shavla in the blood chutz. Ham stakel. If someone looks, bin gufa mitachteha, yira es hatabas mishukas bin gufa, you can see it submerged in the low portion of the gufa. Gam boifin zatabas betail the gufa satara. Gam. Also, in this instance, gam boifin zah, in this instance, hatabas betailah. The magufa, it's bottled to the magufa utahora, kevon sheina yoytzes lechlof abayis. So in this case, it's bottled magufa and it's tahora. It does not leave the empty space of the bayis. Good, poshut, right? But in this case, here's the case. Hatabas beletas ma'atmen ha-magufa lechalal ha-chavis tmeh. You see this? The coin partially is inside the barrel. Kishatabas bolet safilo ma'at hakutza shuv ena b'teilu l'mgufa. Oh, it's not bottled in the gufa. V'harehi tameya. Why? V'yafal p'yishatabas boletas. L'tzecha chavis harei chavis mukaf esami pasil nitzelis mimitu mitu maso lameis ein tzami pasil matil al mashe b'soy choy. Ela oichlin umashkinu kli cheres bulat. Ah, I'm saying something very posh. But man, pshut mad ma'id. A kli cheres summit pasil. You know, you learn this. You learn mamash. You never knew. Only is matzil on things on food mashka. When the Torah says if you have a kli cheres that summit pasil, whatever is inside is tahar. That's only true for. Food a mashke, oichel a mashke. But if you're not an oichel or a mashke, the tzavit pasul is not going to save you. You okay with that?
I don't listen at all.
Halacha, you have a kli cheres,
yeah.
And a kli cheres is in an oil hames. Gzeres hakasav, anything that's in the kli cheres that's sealed, a tzamid pas sealed is protected from the tumma of the oil hames.
A tzamid pas is protected from the oil hames.
Right. Dvarm shukim.
Like we had before, no?
Yeah, the whole mom sachta.
Right.
And a kli cheres, that's some pasul
that's inside an oven.
Oil hames. So what's the halacha?
It's protected.
Protected. The food inside is protected from tumma. What about if you have a metal utensil that's inside? I take a becher, a kosher bracha, a metal becher, and I put it inside a tzama pasul, and it's inside the ilhames. Is the becher tahar or tameh?
You mean instead of putting bread, you mean food? You say you put machteches.
I put machteches. I put bread. I put it in metal. Yeah, I put a metal utensil.
What should we do this? Why should it be? If it's in a tzavit pasul.
Gzeres hakasa. The pasul is
only
food and drink. Only in other words, it does penetrate. It does tumma does penetrate the inside of a tzavit pasul. The only thing that is sheltered is only
food and drink.
Only food and drink. That's the only thing that's sheltered. So here he's saying a very chiddush. But we just finished learning over here all along. See, we learned over here all along.
This is a keli. This ring is a keli. It's not a.
The ring is a tabas, piece of metal. The ring.
Piece of metal.
It's a piece of metal. So it's tummy. So we learned all along that until now the reason why it's so is because it's part of the barrel. That even that if it's part of the magufa where it's part of the thickness and it cannot be seen over here, and in this case where it's part of the tefela. Then it's also going to be sheltered because it's part of the tana.
So what? But we say that metal inside the tana, even in some puzzle, gets.
So there are two different types of being inside. If it's inside the halal, the open hollow space, then it's not protected. But if it's inside the thickness of the walls, then it is protected.
Wow! How are you supposed to remember?
What?
How are you supposed to remember that?
This is a review. It's the chaza. Every day you have to chaza at least 30 parak mamishnayis. It's a requirement. Same when you eat food and you drink the neshama, 30 prakim a day. 30 prakim a day, you have to chazan. No. Nohe doresh v'nohe mekayim.
Nohe doresh
v'nohe mekayim. Adam uvehima toshiya Hashem. That's the generation we live in. It's Noah Doish, v'Noah Mekayim. Adam uvehema toshiyah Hashem. V'doira yishel
Shalada.
Shalada. Weiter. It's a Mordechai Chiddush, it says over here. Here. Kishatabas, but I feel Mamadachutza Shuv Ainam Batalu Mugusa Chavis. It's not bottle. Vitamea, Valve, you shove the bath with blood, some Zulusa Chavis, Sarayachavis, Mukavis, some apostle, Mutilus, Mutumus, some Elamis, and some apostle, Matsil, Alamashu, Sukhala, Uchlo Mashkam, Bukhavis, Boulevard. Another picture. Shaking the Sukha Batachtem, Klibas Shom, Taran. Here, let's say it's Shaking the Sukha, Hatabas, Atabas. Umnam boletes chachutza aval tit hamagufa choyfes atabas. What in the world is going on here? Atabas ba'ive haklipas hashom tohira. Kevin shatit choyfes atabas harayu b'teil b'gubas harayu. See in this case, the tabas in itself really is submerged into the airspace of the chavis. But there's a thin layer of tit. There's a thin layer of the material of the seal which is bending along with in order to seal the ring. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference in this case and this case?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the actual metal, if you were to go inside and you were to look up, you can see the metal, you can see the ring. You can see the metal. In this case, you cannot see. The reason why you cannot see this is because there is a sliver of material of cheres that bends along with the tabas in order to prevent you from seeing it. Is that clear? And how thick is this sliver? There's no shear, even keklipa sashum, like the peel of an onion, of garlic, which I assume is very thin. Okay, so we're done. We're not done. Let's look at the Rav. The Rav says, Mikneged Pia, we did the Tahirim, Vashi, there was a here is the case. Let's say we had, let's go ahead. Mikneged Pia, Shaykin Besaycha, Nir Besaycha, Abu Avir Tahir, Shaykin Besaycha, Vedachtim was Hashom. It's Shaykin Besaycha, and the Kuhis Hashom, Tahirim. If there was between the machad and the tabas, ubein aver achavis mechitza daka, a very small partition. Keklibas hashom shenimsa shehein boilim b'secha magufa. It's swallowed inside the magufa. The ein nichnas lavir achavis klal toyim. The beteili legavi magufa. It's bottled to the seal. Aval im and nichlasim lazachabachavis tameim shein tzanei pasta matzal oil ameis ela al kli cheres ve'oichlim u'mashkim dvarim shein lohem tahara b'mikva. The only thing which a kli cheres matzil are things that have no hope. He's saying a yisoid. He's saying a merdiky thing. The Rav, unbelievably chiddush. The only thing that's matzil in a tanur,
yeah,
are things which have no hope.
No hope. That's what's matzil?
What has no hope?
I don't know.
Oichle mashke. Oichle mashke, can you be mitar oichle mashke in a mikvah?
No.
So those things, tohad rachmanis, if you put in a kli cheres, an oil hameis, it's not going to become tamei. But something which has...
It's an apostle.
But something which you can be mitar in a mikvah, for example, metal, wood, you can be mitar in a mikvah. So then the Torah says, you know what? We're not going to protect it. If it enters into an oil hameis, even if it is sealed in a tzavet pasul, it's going to become tamei. That's the yisoid. She'ein at some pasul matzav el hameis el al kli cheres oichlim hamashkim dvarim shelachem tar b'mikvah aval al kli mateches. But on metal, good for example, machad v'tabash she'yesh lem tar b'mikvah. Ein summit possible matzil bohen. Therefore, if nichnasim b'sochav aviyah tal chavis, if the nichnasim b'soich aviyah chavis in the yisrael chavis, shein b'telim. If the yisrael aviyah chavis shein b'telim lagav emakufa, ein nitzolim b'summit possible. Kech nearest be'enai b'perush mishnah zeh. The rabbi sailor perushu kach. This is the way I understand the Mishnah, but my teachers did not explain like this. I don't know what they're talking about. I have no clue what they're talking about. I'm not even going to bother to write what they have to say. So why even tell us this whole thing? Because it's honest, intellectual honesty. What I'm saying to you is a chiddush. You're not going to see this anywhere else. You heard it here first. My rabbeim, they had a different shot. I don't know what you're talking about. Gevaldik. Okay, let's read this pirush. The basha in the bullets for the chutz al tit the mugav b'tzvani al vavus. We have a clip of the Torah. Kevin shatil choyfe satabas harayi b'tel the mugav b'tora. Gevaldik. We finished the Mishnah. So Gevaldik the Mishnah.
The last part. Near in. What happened to the garlic?
That's this part of the Mishnah. This part of the Mishnah. Here's the Magufa. Look at this little sliver.
Yeah.
Underneath the tabas. You see this little piece, a little sliver of material?
Yeah.
Let's say this is made from tit.
Yeah.
That's metal.
Yeah.
There's a small sliver of tit that goes underneath the tabas.
Yeah.
That sliver of tit is called klipas hashom. Klipas hashom. And that klipas hashom is going to be matzil. That klipas hashom is going to be matzil. That klipas hashom is going to be matzil.
I thought you said that it's a tit. It's shel tit. That lining is of tit. Where's the klipas hashom?
That lining is.
As thin.
It's thin.
As thin as a klipas hashom.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
that lining is thin as a klipas hashom, and that little thin lining, the system of the shum, is going to be matzil the tabas from the tumah from spreading into the.
It's gonna save it. I thought if it's
yes, because you can't see it, it's gonna save it. In this case, look at this case. Contrast this case and this case.
That one, it's
in mamish inside.
Right. But if you have a klipas hashom, it's okay.
It's gonna walk because it's gonna be matzil. It's gonna be matzil. Okay, so let's see inside nachamol. Let's see, nirin b'soicha, let's say it's nirin b'soicha, avaloy la'avira, if it can be seen, but it's not physically in the airspace, that's these two pictures. If it's nirin b'soicha, no, I'm sorry, that's this case, nirin b'soicha, but it's not in the airspace. It never penetrated. You go with me? Nirin b'soicha, avaloy la'avira. It has never entered into the airspace. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Look, this is the case of Nirin B'Soicha. If you go inside, you go lie down inside and you look up. Can you see the ring? Can you see the shiny ring? Yes.
Yeah.
So what would you be inclined to say? Since I can see it, and since it's metal, and since the klicheris is not matzil metal from the tomb of the hell, what would I recommend? What would I say?
I think it's
tell me. Kamashman that it's tar. Why is it tar? Because it has not entered into the ear space of the tanner. Even though I can see it, it's on the very, very edge. It's visible, but it has not entered into the ear space of the tana. There's a little black, little straight line that prevents it from coming inside.
The black line, isn't the black line knock out the visual sight?
No, it does not knock out the visual sight of seeing it, because it's right against the very edge. It's right against the very edge. So what is the halacha? It is tar. Why is it tar? It's brought to the magufa. And when it's in the magufa, the sheet of the Rav is, the way you learn Shad in the Mishnah, is that it's tar. But in this case, it's not just visible. It actually comes. It actually has jutted out.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
And therefore, when it actually has jutted out, what is the halacha? It's tameh. Why is it Tameh? But it's inside a Chavis Summit Puzzle. So what's the Yisrael we learned today? The Merdik Yisrael. Yisrael that people can go their whole lives. They can go multiple lifetimes. 3 Gilgulim, 4 Gilgulim. And they'll never learn the Smish Masech Lekeil. And they'll never read these words. Aval Im Nechmas. They'll never read these Halakha words. Aval Im Nechmasim Lesech HaChavis Temeim She'ein Summit Puzzle Matzil Ba'oil Hameis Ela Al Kli Cheres Oichlim umashkim, but not metal. Why? Because these three things have in common that they have no tahara b'mikvah. Once they become tameh, they have to be. There's no solution. So the Torah had rachmanis on them. Yodei tzadik nefesh behema had rachmanis on them.
Yeah.
And the varm shein lochem tahara b'mikva. Aval al kli matechois. You're going machat. With tabah, shein some tahara b'mikva, ain't it some apostle matzal b'hen. It's an incredible chiddush. So the Mela, in this case, it has not entered into the avir, it's tor. In this case, it has entered into the avir of the taner, it's tome. In this case, it has, even though it has entered into the avir, but it's sheltered with a thick, extending magufa, even if the extension is thin like kiklipa sashum, it protects it.
Good.
Nidin b'soicha ablulavira tohirin.
If it's seen
inside, but it's not la'avira, it's not in the air, in the air space, like in this example, it's doing this, but it's not la'avira, then tohirin, it's tar. Shaykin b'soicha, but let's say it's taka submerged inside, like in this case, it's shaykin b'soicha, it is swallowed inside v'tacht shaykin b'soicha, but v'tachtehen beneath it, there is a thin little sliver of the magufa kiklipas hashum
also
to hoirin.
So it doesn't bring down, the Mishnah doesn't bring down this case.
It does. Nirin b'soicha avaloy la'avira. It's nirin b'soicha, but what would be nirin b'soicha v'la'avira?
Yeah, but it doesn't say v'la'avira.
Okay, it's implied.
Oh, I didn't imply that.
Okay, it's implied.
But it's not in the Mishnah.
Okay, so this is a very hard Mishnah. I'm very happy we did this Mishnah. This is a really, really geschmack. I want to do the Mishnah again. Okay, all the cases of the Mishnah.
It's very emotional.
This is a very good Mishnah. It's a really hard Mishnah. Machat oy tabas shenimse b'nechushtei shultan. That's case number one. Nechushtei. Underground. What is halacha? The halacha is nirin avalo yoytzin. It can be seen, but it does not come above ground level. So what is halacha? At this moment in time, what's the halacha? The machat is an avatuma. The taner is tame. At this moment in time, what's the halacha? The avir, the taner is?
Tar.
Now what do? You bake a loaf of bread. And what do you put the loaf of bread? On the bottom. You cover the
nirin
hole.
Below yoytzin.
Nirin, here's the case. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Does it come above the ground level?
No.
Lo yaitzin does not come above ground level. So what is halacha? At this moment in time, what's halacha?
Tar.
Now, what are we going to do? We're going to bake bread. I'm going to bake dough. Funogea bohen. Tomei. And now the dough expands. So when it says tomei, what's tomei? What's tomei?
The bread.
The bread that's posh. I don't need a mission to tell me the bread is tomei.
No.
I don't need a Mishnah for that. What's Tameh?
The
whole Tana is Tameh. So what's the Kasha? Why should it be Tameh? Why should the Tana be Tameh? The Tabas is not in the Avir?
Because the Batsek...
The bread is, doesn't have the Koyach to be Metameh Tana.
The Chiddush here.
The Chiddush is that what's Metameh? Is that the Tabas, that since the Batsek has swelled and has made contact with the...
Coin.
With the coin, we view the coin as being in the Avir Taner itself,
right,
virtually, and the whole Taner is Tameh.
Right.
It's a tremendous Chiddush.
That's right.
You realize what a Chiddush that is? What's going on over here? And if you bake bread dough, what kind of Batsek are we discussing? Batsek HaBeinoni. Beinoni. Middle degree of batter. Yeah, if a batter is too thin, nothing happens. Too thick, also nothing happens. It has to be a batter that's somewhere in the middle. Is that you clear with that?
Yeah.
Next, nimsu
b'tilas. Why are they so machmir on abandoning? What's
the? So Rav said, because if the batter is too, because this is a tremendous chiddush. In order to go say that we're going to virtually view the tabas as being in the avirat haner, raising the above, in order to say that it has to be. In order to raise the tabas into the avirat haner, it has to be a certain type of dough. If it's too thin, we don't. It's a very delicate halach. It's a very chiddush. It has to be the right type. If it's too thick, it's like a piece. It's a piece of stone that's sitting on top of it. If it's too thin, it's not the correct to be moishich. It has to be the right size. Next, nimsu betfilas satan. Let's say you find this the coin.
Is it size or thick or? Our
example that we gave was, let's say you can put in between a half a cup and a whole cup of water. A half a cup and a whole cup. If it's a half a cup, it's too thin. I have dough.
Yeah.
How much water are you going to add to this flour to make it into dough? I have flour. So there are three different types of ingredient recipes. You can buy three different cookbooks. They'll give you three different recipes. One recipe will tell you add a half a cup of water to the flour. Another recipe will tell you add an entire cup of water to the flour. And a third recipe says add 3/4 of a cup. If you add, so the 3/4 is the beinoni, it's in the middle. If you add too little water, a half a cup, it's too hard. If it's too hard, we don't consider the dough that's making contact with the coin, giving you the, will not be viewed as the right type of dough that will have the koyach to draw virtually the tabas that is submerged underneath the oven, ki'ilu, it's in the oven, to be metame. Being that the dough is so hard and thick because you've only added a small amount of water, we consider the dough to be like a cinder block. I put a cinder block on the bottom of the oven and the cinder block sags and touches the coin, is the whole oven going to become tame? Of course not. Where is the coin?
Right.
The coin is below ground.
Correct.
And if it's below ground, does it have the koyach to be tame of the oven?
No.
So what are we trying to do? We're trying to say that even though it's below ground, it's ki'ilu, it's in the oven.
Okay.
In order to view it ki'ilu, it's in the oven, it has to be just the right texture.
Right.
If it's going to be too thick, we're not going to be able to bring it above ground. If it's going to be too thin, we're not going to be able to bring it above ground. It has to be just the right texture.
Why?
That's what the Mishnah says. That's Gzeiras HaKasef. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. It has to be 3/4 of a cup of water in order that it should be just the right texture. So now when it submerges underneath and touches, it's going to bring it up.
If you know exactly, but you don't know the 3/4, you're just making that number.
I'm making it up. I'm saying it says Benoni. It says here Benoni. Benoni, and the Rav explains, not too thick, not too thin. Not too much, not too little. It has to be just right. Nimsu, new case, Nimsu betfil satan. Let's say Mukaf Tzamed Pasil. If you find this coin in the wall of the insulation, in bitame, if the oven is tame, then tamein. If the oven is tame, then the metal becomes tame. This is part of the oven. The in bitar, let's say the oven is tar, because the oven is in an oil hames, so the oven is tar, so guess what? The in bitar, tahirin. Okay, if it's tahar, the kevan sin shahatanor. Mukaf some apostle, the nitzel gam he nitzel imo the betil gabe tevel spot the time it's tar. Nimsu be mekufas achaves. Let's say it's found now be mekufas on the seal of the chaves and it's submerged. So the rule is depends where it's. If it's found in the center, then it's tar. Found on the side, it's tummy. Nimsu be mekufas nimsu be mekufas mitzidech on the side tameyin nichenegad pi in the center tohirin. Nirin b'seicha. Let's say it's found avol nirin b'seicha avol la'avir. Let's say it's nirin b'seicha avol la'avir. It's found on the inside. It doesn't come below. When I'm inside and I look up, I can't see it. Nimtzu near Avalavira to Hirin. It's tar. Why is it tar? Because it never came in the ear space. If it would come in the ear space, it would be tame. Why would it become tame? Because a klicheres is not matzil. A klicheres is not matzil something. A klicheres is not matzil. Metal is not matzil metal. Tyrant. Shaykim b'soicha v'tachteim kuvus hashom. If it's submerged inside and below it is a small little sliver of material of the magufa, even the size of klibas hashom, it's going to be matzil to hirin. All right, we're done.
Yeah.
It's a gevaldige mishnah.
Unbelievable.
A lot of you say this. Up to mishnah perek tes. Mishnah base, Yitzchem tomorrow at a